Finding life a bit complex? Confusing? Aware that your old strategies aren't working? Why not ask Pam and Marilyn? This is the Irreverent Therapists, and we're here to add some clarity, humor, and a bit of what might be considered blasphemy to your day.
And welcome, everybody, to the Irreverent Therapist. This is Pam Hotelin, and surprise, Marilyn Bradford is not here today. Instead, I have an amazing guest with us. I am so excited. We have Juna Guder here with us. Juna, say hello.
Hi. Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me.
And I was actually going to read this whole bio and everything, but I am actually going to have you tell us about us instead. But first, I'm going to tell everybody what our topic is, which is your body a battleground or a playground of possibilities? What are your points of view about your body? Most of us have beliefs that we consider truths, whether it's that bodies are hard to control or change, or the whole bodies are basically evil and the spirit's the good part, or even just that our bodies aren't conscious and can't be something that we communicate with. So what if none of that is true and all of it creates your body as a battleground? Would you like a different possibility with your body? So in our description, Juna, we called you a body whisperer because I do consider you to be that. You have an amazing way with bodies. And so I'm really excited to hear about that. So why don't you start just tell us some about yourself and kind of how you got into being someone who works with bodies in so many different ways.
Sure. Thank you. So I've had a body for quite a number of years, so maybe that makes me an expert.
Me too. What?
I've been on one end of the extremes to the other end of the extremes and everywhere in between. So as a kid, I grew up in a really like a Christian community and Christian background, which what you said at the beginning was separating the spirit and the mind from the body. And the body was evil, or the body was less than, and all of your aspirations were, you know, the higher, more lofty aspirations were with your intellect and with your spirit. So My whole life has been a kind of an undoing of that, as well as an appreciation of that and learning about my body. Because as a kid, I really enjoyed playing on the real playgrounds. And later on in life, I started dancing, which is kind of funny. Most kids do dancing when they're young. I was busy playing instruments. During that time, my sister was a dancer and I was a musician, and my family also kind of separated us into those two very different roles. So the musician had to be clumsy and awkward, and the dancer had to, you know, my sister was this gorgeous, amazing dancer. And I didn't think I could. I really believed that I was clumsy and awkward and I couldn't hit a baseball, and I bought all those points of views that were kind of thrown at me as a kid. And then later I just thought, okay, I need to learn about my body, because I was kind of bumping into things. I just didn't have body awareness. And I said, I'm going to learn about my body. And I couldn't remember that was somewhere in my early 20s. And I started just walking and running and working out. And as I went on, I said, yeah, I really want to dance. I was a social worker and loved that. But I was being called to dance more and more. But it was kind of crazy. Talk about irreverent. I was in my early 30s when a lot of dancers, you know, they would call it quits, right?
Their body is time to retire.
Yeah, their body is used up. And I was like, okay, I want to dance. And I had no idea where it would lead. I followed the saying, do what you love and the money will follow. Do you remember that one?
I do. I love that.
and I really followed that, and I started dancing, and then I just asked questions like, what do I do with this? How do I make money with this? And it was part-time and it was full-time, and I started actually teaching, and that really blossomed in, you know, my decade of my 40s and blah, blah, blah. And I just have always really enjoyed bodies And then, but it was interesting. As a dancer, I didn't consider myself a healer. And when I stumbled upon Access Consciousness, which is a modality that I work with now, I realized, wow, we all have these capacities of healing and being with bodies that we just haven't really tapped into. So that's what's really exciting for me is showing people that there is a greater possibility with their body by putting hands on bodies and asking for energies and things to change. They can actually start to change. So that's kind of where I'm at. I've studied a bunch of things, like I mentioned, social work, NLP, psychotherapy, all of those, lots of things, business. And so I'm here today as working with Access Consciousness as a certified facilitator and a 3-day body class facilitator. So I travel the world and facilitate people and bodies and really help people to get into the like the communion and the connection with their bodies that's been missing for a while.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, in what you were just talking about, I mean, I might be going like to the end of the show now, but the thing I really wanted to pick up on was, you know, you said you can put your hands on someone's body and ask for energy to run and ask for things to change, and they will. And it's, you know, what I thought was that is so easy. Like, all the things I've ever done trying to change, you know, I kind of started the whole battleground thing very early. Unlike you, I was very coordinated. Like, my body was never an issue. I was just able to do all kinds of things. And then I fell down a flight of stairs. And, you know, one thing with that and another, I ended up being actually disabled for several years. Oh. And, you know, it's like chronic back pain and all this stuff, you know. I went to physical therapists and I went to acupuncturists and I went to massage therapists and I did all these different things. And so I went from my body's just this thing I take for granted to basically my body is the enemy that I was constantly having to try to find some way to get it to work better. And so the image that came to my mind when you just said, you know, you just put your hands on someone's body, ask for energy to change and it will. It's like, it's so easy compared to all these things we all do, whether it's, you know, dieting and exercise to get in shape or, you know, all these different things when you're injured. And I'd love to hear you talk about that.
Well, it was interesting as I was kind of considering, you know, what I might be talking about tonight. It was funny that you said, let's go to the end of the show. But exactly the point after I was thinking through a number of things, what came to me is how much energy is there in the battle for people? You know, how much does, you know, fighting create an energy that's a kind of a false energy or a fast food energy, but it's an energy nonetheless?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? And it's kind of like all we know, and it's all that we see with all the bodies and all the people around us is this striving and this, oh my God, my body this, my body that, and you know, creating battles with our body. Like, do we really see anyone having an easy time with it?
Not usually. You know what's really interesting, for a while my brother, he and this girl were dating and together for several years, and she was actually an Olympic athlete, and she was the first person I ever met, probably the only person I ever met, who one was at that level of physical fitness. Yeah. And, but she also had this amazing ease with her body. And just watching her move and, you know, like they'd go running and, you know, she'd come back hardly winded and he'd be like, ah, you know, but I remember that because, so many people, it's like you said, it's like all we see is the struggle and the striving and the efforting with your body. And so when you actually meet someone who isn't, because on the one hand, I mean, she was working her body fully, right, but there was a joy in it and an ease in it that I'm just now realizing I hadn't really seen in people.
And that's cool. And that's a beautiful thing. Like, I can just visualize that right now. And, you know, I also love animals, and we saw a swan the other day, and just watching the swan move and watching a cat leap. And you think of the athletic prowess of a cat too, that jumps from the floor up on top of your countertop. You know, you might not think of that at the time. It might be annoying, but it's just amazing. And so all of our bodies have these capacities, but with our points of views and our beliefs, we kind of start to solidify all of those potentialities and possibilities that our bodies could move with that ease and that grace. Mm-hmm. So I'm interested in, you know, it's a process of, you know, clearing those points of views and realizing, oh, wow, I have a point of view that, I'm such and such an age and my body should now get stiff and it should be hard to move.
Right.
And then I can let that go. And then simultaneously asking questions to create different possibilities, like ask your body, how would you like to move today?
Oh, wow. Say more about that. Well, actually, I'm going to say more, and we only have about 45 seconds left. So quickly, say more about just asking your body how you'd like to move.
Right. And so right now, if you're sitting at your computer, or you're driving your car, what can move? Like, just move your shoulder blades. Squeeze them together and release. Circle your shoulders around. Ask your body, what else feels like it wants to move? How do your hands want to move right now? How do your hips want to move? How does your face want to move?
That brought a smile to my face. Awesome.
So simple.
So we will be back. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back in just a few minutes talking more with Juna about, is your body a battleground or a playground of possibilities?
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow, letting you know she is feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
And welcome back, everybody, to The Irreverent Therapist. This is Pam Hotelin, and with me is my special guest, Juna Guter. And we are talking about, is your body a battleground or a playground of possibilities? If you have questions for us that you'd like us to address during the show, you can't actually call in, but you can go to The Irreverent Therapist Facebook page. So just go to Facebook, search on The Irreverent Therapist, and just comment on any of the posts about this show, and we will be monitoring that and answer any questions you have. So, Juna, right before the break, you were taking us through just, you know, moving our body little different ways. And what it made me realize is how much I don't include my body in my awareness. And, you know, I'm an access consciousness facilitator and I've taken all these body classes. And it's like, it's an afterthought to go. And the moment you had to start actually paying attention to our bodies, my whole body lightened up. I felt lighter. I had a huge smile on my face. So can you talk some about that? Like, what including your body in your life can do.
And it's that simple too. And I'm scratching my head here too, thinking, oh, we should, you know, what would it take to get some kind of an app or a something where, you know, people, when you're driving, just those little reminders, because I think all of us have been entrained to, you know, sit still, sit quiet, don't wiggle, don't jiggle. And, you know, if you're sitting at your computer, a lot of us go into that stillness and our body kind of freezes. And then we, you know, we're hunched over and we're at the end of the day, we're like, oh, my shoulders, oh, my back, my hips. So what would it take to just include our bodies in everything? And it's as simple, like do whatever it takes. And number one, it's a choice to include your body. So actually, you actually have to choose it. And then start asking questions. How, body, show me how you would like to sit in this chair. Body, show me how you would like to stretch. Show me how you would like to breathe. And, you know, those may sound like very kind of strange questions, but it is when we start to ask questions, it opens the door. It unlocks you from all your points of views that, oh, I can't move my body. I'm sitting. So, but we have this amazing body. And if you go for inspiration, go and look at a toddler or a child, and, or go and watch a kid's playground. I don't know if you have kids, but just go and watch them. And they're constantly moving and they're shouting. You know, that's the other thing. Like they're using their voice, their outside voice, and they're, they're moving. And I always think it's funny that on, you know, Friday night, Saturday night, adults go to the bar, then they can shout, you know, they have a few drinks and then they can shout and you hear the volume level of the bar rise and rise and rise. What if we could just, you know, be irreverent, shout, sing, move in all of these different ways? What would it be like to be like a kid again in that way of moving? So I look for inspiration in kids, in animals, and then, you know, put post-it notes on my computer, anything to remind yourself, because it really is about making that choice and that demand of yourself. I'm changing this. I am choosing to move my body, and your body can move in all of these ways, even if you think you are limited. So, like right now, like I'm stretching out my legs. So, you know, we can't see each other, but.
And that got me, now I'm like moving my body.
Yeah. You know, and some people, you know, the old, you know, on TVs and movies, you see them throwing, tossing, you know, paper into the waste can or a basketball, shooting basketballs, or, you know, what is it that you could change in your environment that would be more fun? Like my partner has a mini trampoline in her office and she's on telecalls and she's doing different things and she's jumping up and down on her mini trampoline. So, hey, there's lots of possibilities.
Well, and I want to pick up on, you know, because you were talking about asking your body questions and talking to your body. And, you know, for some people, that's such a different idea, you know, one that even you would want to talk to your body or ask it questions. But also, you know, so can you talk about how do you know, like, say you're asking your body, hey, body, you know, I don't know, just like, how, because I'm, you know, because I, it's not that your body says a sentence in your head, hey, I'm doing good today, Juna, you know, it's,
right.
So can you talk about the energy of bodies and being aware of them and communicating with your body?
Yeah. So, and we're already doing it, but probably most of us aren't acknowledging what we're already doing. So, you know, if you lick a lemon, and you might, you know, you might, your face might scrunch up and it's a sour taste, and you might, so that's your body talking, woo, it's sour. If you eat something and you're belching all the time, your body is talking to you. I'm kind of giving you some overt examples. Or, you know, you sleep on a new pillow and you get a little crick in your neck in the morning. Okay, that's your body saying, oh, that was different. Or so your body can speak to you through pleasure and pain and sensation, right? So it's starting to learn the language of your body. I have a whole series of like a 30 days of questions that I have to kind of pulse that for people. Mm-hmm. The other thing is something that we do is standing up, putting your heels together, and holding, let's say, a glass of water in front of your belly and asking your body, body, would you like to drink this right now? Would you like a sip of this? And when your body tips forward, that's generally a yes. If your body tips backward, that's generally a no. Or if it tips side to side, it's a ask another question kind of thing. So maybe you don't want the whole glass of water. Maybe it's two sips of water. And you can start to ask your body all of the those kind of questions that concern your body. Like, body, what would you like to wear? And, you know, your body will show you. Like, you'll go to your closet and you might not pick the itchy wool sweater that your grandmother gave you. That's your body saying, don't want to go there. Okay.
Well, you know, the other day I was just going to take just a quick walk. You know, I was like, I want to move around, so I'm just going to take a quick walk. And I went to put on, you know, just they're very comfortable, but they're comfortable, you know, fashionable boots, you know, that I was wearing that day. And something just went, and I went and I put on my, you know, like my actual like sneakers. And then when I was out walking, it started raining. And I was like, so glad that I didn't have my nice boots on.
Beautiful example.
Yeah. But that was like that whisper thing from my body going, not this one.
that's brilliant. And what we often do is our thinking mind will jump in and say, oh, well, that's silly. These look good. And you know, you've got to look good. But your body, you know, those little impulses, and you follow it, and it's all about play. You can't do it wrong. If you wore your fashion boots that day, that would have been okay too. You know, the world wouldn't end. So it's not about, you know, asking your body and listening for an exact answer and trying to get a correct answer, like, what is the right thing I should be eating? Should I be eating all these carbs, or should I be eating, you know, protein? Your body just requires fuel, and your body, you just keep asking. And sometimes after you eat something, you go, oh, wow, that was not my best choice. And that's okay. Just, you want to move on to the next question with your body. And ask your body, so, okay, I have indigestion from eating this. Body, what do you need right now? Oh, I just need to rest for a little bit, have a glass of water. And all of this comes not as actual talking words, although that would be nice. It's more of an energy, or it could be just a, you know, it's usually like a really fast, like a whoosh, that's whoosh, through your awareness, like, oh, that. Yeah. And it takes practice. And we've had, you know, hundreds and hundreds, thousands and millions and trillions of years of not listening to our bodies so well. So, you know, please don't beat yourself up and put yourself back into a battleground. And for every possibility and every thing that you go toward, please acknowledge yourself, at, like what you did with those boots and shoes. Just say, wow, thank you, body, for this. So I'm a big fan of gratitude. Thank you, body, for showing me. When your body does show you something, because then you keep building on those successes.
Well, and I'm so glad you brought the gratitude up, because, you know, what I was talking about, I can't remember if it's earlier in this section or this segment before, of not including my body, or, you know, like just not thinking of it even. Right. If you're practicing, you know, if you're actually acknowledging and having gratitude for your body, that right there includes your body and your awareness and in everything you're doing.
Yeah. Great point. Exactly.
Not to mention gratitude just has all kinds of other wonderful things that goes with it.
And I mean, like, tune into the energy of that, of you being grateful for your body showing you with the footwear. That creates like this lightness and expansiveness. Yeah. And that's really the energy of the playground of possibilities. Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, if it's a battleground, that's heavy. It's hard work.
Yeah.
And, you know, our body is really desiring to communicate with us. But we, the being, and other people, perhaps our parents and how we've been raised, have other points of views about our bodies. That's where it gets kind of all jumbled up.
Yeah.
So starting to ask your body questions for your body. And there may be a period of time where you just, you know, you don't read any books.
And
about,
hold that thought.
Okay.
We have to go to a commercial break. So we will be right back with Juna and more talk about bodies and battlegrounds and playgrounds.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio.
Live with medium Lisa Phoenix, mediumship messages and musings, explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Simone Milicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
And welcome back to the Irreverent Therapist. It's always so weird to hear our commercial while we're waiting to do the show. So today, again, we have Juna Guter, and we're talking about, is your body a battleground or a playground of possibilities? So Juna, do you recall what you were talking about when we went to the break and I interrupted you?
Not exactly.
Then we'll move on to other things.
Okay. Sounds good.
Well, you know, we were talking about listening to your body, and also, you know, way earlier in the show, you had mentioned like your points of view about your body solidifying things. And, you know, I don't know if you know this about me, but when I first got introduced to Access, I was someone who had multiple chronic musculoskeletal problems that I kind of moved, you know, got on past in different ways. But when I first went to a bars class, at that time I had TMJ, carpal tunnel, and tendonitis in my foot. And with my foot, it's like I could walk for like a half hour on flat surface, like a road, but not anything like a trail or something like that. And, you know, as you know, with Access so much, we're working with points of view. And I did, in a whole week, I did bars, foundation, level one classes, and body work and all these things. And this class was being held up in the mountains in New Mexico. And I started asking my body questions and listening and, you know, clearing all the points of view. Because what I realized was if something got hurt on my body, I had the point of view, this is going to take forever to get over. And guess what?
It does. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, and then what I did through the week is I'd go outside and I would just ask my body, okay, body, do you want to walk? And I'd start walking. And this was on mountain trails. And, you know, if things were hurting, I just kept checking in with my body of, okay, how are you doing? Do we keep going? You know, do I wear the brace? Do I not wear the brace? Just all these questions. And by the end of the week, I hiked for 6 hours up this mountain.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, you just brought in something I just want to throw in is like asking your body to show you the difference between, I want to, like, good pain and bad pain. Like,
yeah,
the pain that's too much that is, you know, whoa, we overstep something, and the kind of pain that is like an intensity. And I really love that you asked your body. So like, as soon as you felt the pain, a lot of people stop, they give up. Mm-hmm. But you said, okay, so do you still want to keep walking?
And my body was like, yes. And yes. Like, it's going, wait, oh no, I'm going to injure myself.
Right. And then you can just ask your body to show you, can we have more ease with this? Less pain, please. So really asking your body those questions. So it's never coming to a conclusion and never, you know, thinking that pain is a bad thing. And I like to use the word intensity rather than pain. Pain seems to have like all kinds of stuff around it. Whereas intensity is, yeah, it's really intense. And, you know, lots of things that are fun and growing can be intense. And how can you use that to your advantage, mm-hmm, rather than be stopped by it?
Well, and that's, you know, because like, you know, when I think about it, before I got introduced to Access Consciousness and Access Tools, there was no one had ever introduced the idea to me of one, like your body is changeable. Like I thought you're just, yeah, you're stuck with whatever it is. How's it showing up today? That's what it is. That you can ask your body questions, that you can work with it, that you can change things, and that you know, it was always, oh, well, if it hurts, you must be doing too much, so you need to back off and do less. And, you know, so just having the ability to ask your body a question, to me, is so huge, because then it's not, okay, I have to listen to what everybody's telling me I should do. I can actually ask my body what works for it. And then if that's totally, if what works for my body is like totally sending my brain into a tizzy, well, then there's tools to work with that too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the other thing that you said is, you know, that our bodies are malleable, changeable, and really everything is changeable. You can change your thinking. You can change your body. You can change everything that seems to be solid and stuck. And one of the best ways that I know of to change it is to start asking questions, and not from the point of view of getting an answer, but just, you know, my favorite question, what else is possible, or how does they get better than this? Just go, oh, it can get better than this. It can change. It can change. So yeah. For me, that's like super fun. And that's the playground of possibilities for me, is ever changing, shifting, never coming to conclusion, never stopping at anything.
Yeah. So say more about the playground of possibilities and kind of what it is to you, or tools you use to help you be in the playground, not the battleground.
Yeah. I mean, this whole reality is the battleground, so I think we're all familiar with that. So if you are choosing, if you're on this call and you are saying, yes, there's got to be something different than the battleground, congratulate yourself. You are one of the few people on this planet who is really searching for a different way. So I say, yay, wow, congratulations. And if you have that desire to have fun with your body and to enjoy bodies, that will take you. That is in itself an inquiry that is opening doors. What else is possible? How can I enjoy my body? So realize that you are different, that not everybody is choosing what you're choosing. And then getting to know your body. You know, how does your body, what does your body like to sleep on? Who does your body like to sleep with? I don't know. That's a worthy question to ask your body, because who does your body have sex with, or who do you have sex with? It's your body that has sex, not you, the being. So asking your body, who would be fun to touch? Who would be enjoyable and nurturing to touch my body? In all different ways, not just in copulation. So that's fun. That's a playground of possibility, getting to know your body. And for all of you out there who say, oh, it's like climbing a huge mountain. I don't want to get to know my body. I just want a pill. What if it was an adventure, and who else can contribute to you? What if you could also receive more with your body? What if you didn't have to be the one to do everything to your body? See, this
Ooh,
is...
That's intriguing. Say more.
Yeah. So how many of you think that you have to, you know, you have to brush your teeth, wash your face, go to sleep, eat some food, go grocery shopping? It's all the stuff that you have to do to your body. And as you start to ask your body questions, your body will start talking to you, and you can start opening to receive from your body. What if your body is like, you know, a dog or an animal? If you have pets, any of you have pets, that you know how much they love to contribute to you, or little children, or it's like, what if your body is desiring to contribute to you? Will you allow it? Will you open and receive the gift that your body has for you? And without having to cognitively understand that, even me just asking that question, does that open up a playground of possibility in your world?
There's a big smile on my face.
So, and what if, I mean, the battleground is like the do world where you are the source for everything. And the playground of possibilities, just go in your mind's eye, go to a playground. And what's really fun about a playground is, you know, kids come and they go, and you might see them tomorrow, you might not. And it's just like this creative play and of mutual gifting and receiving. And someone says, hey, let's take this pile of sand here and we'll put it there. And no, I don't like that. And oh, let's do this and let's do that. And what if that was your body contributing to you, and then you contributing to your body, and it was this dance of joy and play?
Well, you know, when you just talked about that of the playground and watching kids, it's like, if you see two little kids, they don't come up to each other and introduce themselves and talk about where they're from and what their history is, and then finally get to let's play. It's like, you know, we're both there on the playground. It's like, let's go slide. Okay. And, you know, so I'm thinking about that versus how we, you know, like usually even the idea of getting to know your body or something like that. In this reality, we'd go about it like, okay, now I'm going to get to know my body. I'm going to, you know, share with my body. Here's my point of view, and here's my body's point of view. And what you're talking about isn't anything like, it's just this light, easy, hey, body, let's play.
Yeah. And really, I've talked to so many adults, and our repertoire or menu or buffet of possibilities is rather limited when we talk about playing with bodies. You know, a lot of people I talked about, you know, going to the bar on Friday, Saturday night, drinking, masturbation. You know, it's kind of like,
you know.
What was that? I didn't hear that.
Oh, watch TV, like sit on the couch.
Yeah, that's my reward. That's, or eat a big brownie, or like, you know, our repertoire is limited. So that's what, you know, if you don't know what your body wants, what if you made it your task to find out, or a fun thing for you to find out?
So on that note of actually finding out what your body would enjoy and being with your body, we will be back in just a moment with more of our show.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Pam Hoteling with my guest, Juna Guter, on The Irreverent Therapist. And we're talking about, is your body a battleground or a playground of possibilities? So, Juna, before I forget, because I keep getting so caught up in what you're talking about that I'm losing track of the time. So before I forget, can you let people know, if they're interested in you and, you know, what you do, where they can find out more? Websites, Facebook, that kind of thing. And you might be muted because I can't hear you.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Hello, I'm unmuted. The name of my business is Synergy in Motion, SynergyInMotion. .info, and you can reach me there on the website and Facebook as well. So Synergy in Motion, Google it, you'll find me there. And I do private sessions through Skype, in person if you happen to be in Canada, in Ontario. I also am traveling the world doing different classes and things. So I'm happy to chat with you. You can always have a free, like, 7-minute chat with me first to see if this is the kind of thing that I could be helping you with and would be a good fit for you. So please take me up on that. I love hearing from you. And we have different products and things on our website as well.
And I have been lucky enough to go to one of Juna's 3-day body classes, which was phenomenal. She's an amazing facilitator. So if she's ever traveling to your area, do, you know, take up the chance to meet her and work with her in some way. So what were we talking about before the break? Oh, I know, you were talking about different things to do with your body and nurturing your body and having fun with your body.
Yeah, and one thing, it's a really fun homework, home play, I call it, always call it home play, is to start doing one fun thing with your body a day. So take a half an hour, take 10 minutes, and just do something that would be really nurturing for your body. And as you do these nurturing things for your body, you will build on that and grow that and start to expand your repertoire of what your body enjoys. And, you know, how much fun could it be having a body that enjoys being a body and you enjoying your body, rather than having to fight for everything and, you know, try to get everything right and all of that, trying to find the right recipe, the right diet, the right exercise, the right thing to do. So find one thing to do every day.
So, Juna, like, as you're talking about that, it's like I can feel it coming up in people's universes of, how do I put this? It's not okay to take time for me. It's not okay to nurture and take care of myself. How do you work with people when that kind of stuff is coming up?
Okay. That is a great question. And I have another question back for you is, what if it doesn't take time?
Cool.
That's what I would tell to all those people who don't have the time. They don't have 5 minutes. So if I say choose to, you know, fight the battleground or choose joy with your body, what do you choose?
I think I'll choose joy with my body.
Okay. And it's that simple. And did that take any time at all, or did you just know? And
It took more time to say the words than the moment to choose it. And the moment you asked that, and I said, "Oh, fun with my body," like my whole body felt lighter. I was smiling, and it actually felt like I have more time in my life.
Wow! See, what we do is magic. So, yeah, that's what I say, people. You know, who have the time excuse. It really doesn't take time to be conscious and to enjoy your body. You can enjoy it right now. That's why at the beginning of the call, I was talking about, you know, if you're sitting with a computer or you're driving your car or you're laying down on the couch, listening to this, how does your body want to move? Does your body want to drink something? Just being in that moment. It does not take time. Yeah. And the homework or the home play is to take 5 minutes, to take a half an hour and do something nurturing for your body. Your body will start to respond and be a more joyful body and it starts to become, have this simultaneity of gifting and receiving. Body is happy. You're happy. You want to have your body be more happy. And it just plays like that.
Well, and what I notice is when I am more, aware of my body, including my body, asking my body questions, having fun with my body, it's like everything else in my life creates with more ease. So it's not, okay, now I'm going to spend time on my body and I'm going to ignore everything else. It all contributes to everything I'm creating.
That's brilliant. And, how many of us, we separate, we compartmentalize our lives. Like, this is my workout time. This is this time. This is when I have a lifetime. And what if it is all, everything is your life and your body is included in all of it. Mm-hmm. Every moment, whether you're at work, you're driving to work, you're swimming in a pool, you're all of these things. Less compartmentalization and more opening the doors. And that's, the power of the question.
Well, and I mean, Marilyn and I talk about this a lot, on different shows, but we're not usually talking so much about bodies. Is when you're coming from this space of asking questions, being aware, and what we're talking about is including your body and your awareness and everything, it's like everything you're doing becomes easier and faster, not like faster, like, oh my gosh, I have to rush. But I find what I'm able to create becomes so much more. It's more fun. It's more ease. It's not work. And including my body is just one more tool that I can use to create that space to create that I create from.
Yeah. And, I think all of us have that experience of our bodies being happy. And when your body is happy, do you have a good day? More so than usual. It's like, yeah, your body is happy. And, but if you wake up with a bit of a headache or a little, a tummy ache or something is off, your whole day is like that. So when your body is happy, what can it add to your life? And that's like your body contributing to your life. And you can ask your body, body, can you contribute to my job and to making money? Because money is what your body requires to live on planet Earth, to get food and to get shelter and different things. So what if your body could contribute to you making money and living here on this planet with more ease?
Cool. I love that. So, Gina, we have just a couple minutes left. Like, what else? What have you not said that you really want to say?
What is it?
Just put you on the spot.
Well, one thing is you can dabble at this. You can go, oh, that's a nice call or a nice radio show. Or you can say, okay, I'm changing this. The battle with my body is ending and I'm choosing joy and I'm choosing a deeper connection with my body. I'm choosing to receive from my body. And all of that is a choice and a demand of you. So there's an energy of demand that it changes, as well as asking what else you can learn and who else can contribute to you as you learn more about your body. So it really is, I'm all about choosing it. The choice is powerful. The choice will start to open doors and create awareness.
Cool. Oh, I love that. So how about, where are some places you're going to be coming up in the next few months, just in case people listening are looking
for
you?
And yeah, the other website I forgot to mention, I can't believe I forgot to mention it, is accessconsciousness.com. And you can find me there with Juna Guter, and my last name is G-U-E-T-T-E-R. So that has a list of all my classes. And I also do something called Right Body for You taster classes. So there are intro evening classes that talk about diets, exercise, and all of some of the stuff we've been talking tonight. So it's an intro class with no prerequisites. I'm doing them in Toronto, like the month of May is Toronto, and then I'm in Cologne, Germany, and Zug, Switzerland, and then London, UK, and that's the month of May. Then I'm in Ontario.
That's just May. That's amazing. Awesome.
Yeah, Ontario and Michigan in the summer, and then Vienna in September, and Costa Rica, and just different places. So more to come. And if you want me to come to your place, give me a shout.
Well, Judah, I just want to thank you for coming and being on the show. This has been amazing. And the contribution that you are to bodies in the world, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Great to be here.
So next week, Marilyn will be back with me live on the show. And we're actually, last week we did, these are a few of my favorite tools. Juna, you wouldn't know that. But we were basically just, you know, going over all sorts of different access consciousness tools. And we only like just barely touched on the list we'd written down. So we had so much fun with it. We're going to do part two. So next week, Marilyn and I will be talking about these are a few of my favorite tools, part two. So be sure and join us then. And everybody, thank you so much for listening. And again, thank you, Juna. And we will be back next week.